As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Single best idea for you, and really an interesting Monday, to say the least. A little vignette into how we do this. We did this years ago where we told our guests, our esteemed guests that we value so highly, that they could be canceled at any moment. There's breaking news. There's news that happens. Financial, the bond market blows up, etc. You know what? You go to it because that's what you want. We did that on Saturday and really did it on Sunday, where Eric and Bennett just spent all weekend working on giving you the voices on geopolitics. Well, one of those we went to was James Stravitis. In 1975, when it was the last thing on the planet an American lad would do, joined the Navy, and his set of books over his career was extraordinary. We learned this morning, of course, of him commanding one of these guided missile cruisers, the USS Barry, which is an Arleigh Burke-class cruiser. And we got just terrific perspective from James Stravitis on what's going on board those ships in the Eastern Mediterranean. Here's Admiral Stravitis on the larger picture of Israel and Iran.
The Israelis have said they will respond to this 350 drone ballistic missile, cruise missile attack. Fortunately, the air defenses we're discussing destroyed it, knocked down 350 of them, essentially. But Israel will respond. However, I don't think it'll be a massive jets whistling above Tehran kind of response. I think it'll include offensive cyber, maritime operations, special operations. Don't look for a big escalation at this point.
And of course, one of the things we talked about was their ability to close Strait of Hormuz. And I was stunned at his comments on very ancient, very quiet Iranian submarines that could be out there assisting in a close. Admiral Stravitis mints no words with mines. They could shut down that important Arabian Gulf, Persian Gulf bottleneck, if you will, the Strait of Hormuz. So that was just wonderful.
Nobody ever says make it complicated. That is why Nationwide makes simplicity a priority by providing financial professionals with straightforward, client-ready resources. From clear strategies to help clients meet retirement savings and income needs, to ways to cover rising healthcare costs and more, Nationwide simplifies planning so more time can be spent helping clients. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Ian Bremmer is everywhere, and unlike most people everywhere, the quality of the work is exceptional. There's no other way to put it. It puts out a detailed research note with Eurasia Group and, of course, with all their wonderful people. But what he really does is he writes prolifically, particularly in the summer, where he's off with his family. And Ian Bremmer has done any number of books that speak to the moment. And one of those was his iconic effort, A G-Zero World. We began our conversation with Ian Bremmer today, considering his thoughts on the G7 and these two nations in the Eastern Mediterranean.
Iranian strikes, in a sense, are the higher priority for the G7, but that they don't want to see, they really resist the potential for Israel to engage in strikes against Iran that could precipitate a direct war. And right now, I would argue, you've got Benny Gantz, largely sympathetic to that message, someone that would like to be the next prime minister of Israel, and he has a vote on that war cabinet. And you've got Benjamin Netanyahu, who is fighting for his political life and is not sympathetic to that argument. Gantz is saying this is the time that you should strengthen alliances with countries like the U.S. and Germany. And Netanyahu is saying this is the time we've got to hit the Iranians back directly and hard, even if that means a more isolated and a more unilateral Israel. That that is the nature of the debate inside Israel right now.
Ian Bremmer there. In an incredibly busy morning with Goldman Sachs earnings really surprising up, the stock launching off the opening this morning. Some challenging news, some Tesla from the meme DJT as well. One other conversation I want to mention here, and like I get so many emails, like what's the one book I should read? My book of the year last year was The Loom of Time. We are honored that Robert D. Kaplan, who was just on with us recently, would come back this morning and give us just wonderful, wonderful perspective as he looks across the loom of time from Morocco over to Persia, over to Iran. And I think it was just a really trenchant conversation. Look for that out. I should make an announcement that not only do we have our live broadcast on YouTube, YouTube, search Bloomberg Podcasts, but also we're now rolling out that complete show taped so you can listen to the entire show after the fact. We're in the process of shaking that down and being sure it works. An incredible effort by our team today on international relations and, of course, on the equity lift. We're into earnings season. That will be interesting as well. We're out on Apple CarPlay. Can't say enough about that. In 20 nations across this nation, download the Bloomberg Business app. It's just fabulous, particularly on a newer fancy car. And on YouTube, we are blown away by the international sense of YouTube. You go in, you search Bloomberg Podcasts, and there's an incredible photograph of Lisa Mateo. What can I say? Just click on Lisa Mateo, and that'll get you to us. On Apple CarPlay, on YouTube, this is single best idea for Bloomberg surveillance.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.